Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Napoleon Pirates against the East Jackson Trojans. I'm not Steve Boyle or Brian Haynes. I'm Connor Dockery, and I'll be your host for all the action tonight on WKHM. Thanks for joining me here from the Pirate Dome here in Napoleon. The Pirates 4-2 overall on the season. East Jackson 1-4. Still very early here in this one, but both these teams trying to get a league win under their belt as they try to get their seasons continued in the right direction as we continue the pregame show right here on WKHM next in 2 minutes on News Talk 970.
Will Be Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Will Be Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
About 10 minutes to tip off here from Napoleon High School. The Pirates in an early season home matchup against the East Jackson Trojans. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Napoleon Pirates coming in 4-2 overall, ranked 41st. On the MHSAA MPR rankings, so looking to improve that here in Michigan Division III basketball. Point coming off a few excellent seasons. Last few seasons combining for a 60-9 record over the last three seasons. Unfortunately, that success, mostly in the regular season, has not quite translated into the postseason. They were ousted in the district tournament twice to Michigan Center and last year to Lumen Christi. So, again, all those wins in the regular season, but just unfortunately not able to break through to a regional playoff appearance. And in addition, They've graduated several seniors since last year and are trying to remain a Cascades contender. Very young team this year, just one senior on the roster, and that is Lionel Campbell. Otherwise, just a ton of juniors and sophomores on this team, so a very young Napoleon team still trying to prove that they could hang with the best in the Cascades. On the season so far, they've defeated Bath, Vandercook Lake, Morenci, and Homer. And they have losses to Michigan Center and Grass Lake. Specifically, Grass Lake, that was their last game on Friday, 47-36 at the hands of the Warriors. Lost their second game of the season against the Grass Lake team, who has started out on fire out of the gates with a perfect 5-0 record. So that's a very good Grass Lake team. They just ran into that buzzsaw. Unfortunately, not able to get a big league win early, trying to give Grass Lake their first loss of the season, but it just would not be in that matchup. So, of course, a opportunity to bounce back in this one for Napoleon. Their JV looked very good, able to dominate East Jackson on the JV side, 64-26. So they're hoping for some similar success from the varsity boys here. As we take another timeout, when we come back, we'll talk about East Jackson, what they're looking like on the season, and also going to go over some keys to the game in this one. That's all coming up in 2 minutes here on WKHM.
Greetings, Jansen County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. On behalf of the entire Mountie Nation, I would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This is Jeff Beal, Superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Napoleon and East Jackson going through their layup lines currently here at the Pirate Dome here in Napoleon, getting ready for this one. East Jackson on the season 1-4 overall, ranked 143rd on the MHSAA MPR. It's been a building few years for these Trojans, finishing 8-16 last year, and they ended up losing to Michigan Center in the district tournament, the first round. Their last winning season came back in 2018. They had a 16-7 record that season. But since then, all losing records. They started the season this year 1-1, a close two-point loss to Whitmore Lake then they were able to pick up a win over a bad Homer program. Since then, they've had three blowout losses to Grass Lake, who again also defeated Napoleon. Hanover, Horton, and Leslie also being the other two blowout losses for East Jackson. So again, their lone win against Homer this season. And this is a Napoleon team that has really given East Jackson trouble a lot in the recent years. East Jackson losing 19 straight games to Napoleon. They have not beaten the Pirates since January 14th, 2016. Wow, so they are pushing 9 years since East Jackson has gotten a win in this matchup. And of course, we mentioned the recent history for East Jackson. Just have not really had the winning seasons on their side in the last few years. Again, the last winning season came in 2018. But on the other side, again, Napoleon, they've had dominant teams in recent history. Just great, great regular season teams. Again, a 60-9 combined record over the last three seasons. So you got two of these programs that recently, historically, have been on opposite sides of the spectrum. So we'll see. Again, East Jackson off to another little rough start to the season, but again, the season is still young. They're trying to turn their season around in the early going, but Napoleon, we talked about, could be a potential step back this season. Still trying to remain a good team, but just very young. Lots of juniors and sophomores on this team, but just graduating a great senior class from last year. Always tough to try to step into some of those shoes if you have, you know, maybe one or two quality seniors. But if, you know, you have a ton of seniors, then that's always tough to overcome. So, of course, Napoleon, you know, might be a step back from last year or the last few years for that point, but still trying to maintain a excellent season in terms of trying to stay near the top of the Cascades. East Jackson, their last game, 63-43 at Leslie on Friday. Now, this was close early, actually. They led 15-4 after the first quarter and then ended up collapsing. Stumbled into halftime, trailing by 9 points. So that is a 10-point turnaround just in one quarter. And then they ended up trailing by 19 points after three quarters. This was, of course, their third loss in a row after starting 1-1. So the keys to the game in this one. First for East Jackson. Again, they have a lot more experience on their roster, a lot more seniors on their squad than Napoleon. So they really need to channel that senior experience. Again, we mentioned how young Napoleon was. Lots of juniors and sophomores on their varsity team. So you really got to take that senior experience with you into this one. Second key of the game, again, Napoleon, just play your game. Napoleon looks like a little bit more of an athletic team based on the warm-ups. I mean, not really a whole lot that you can get from that, but really got to use that athleticism, get those rebounds, get at it on the boards, and try to force those turnovers as well. So third key of the game all starts with just quarter by quarter. Got to take it one quarter at a time. I think if you get a good start in this first quarter, depending on, you know, how big of a lead you can get, could really set things up for the rest of the game. So gotta have a good start in this one. Tip-off's coming up next. We're going to be coming back here in 3 minutes from Napoleon on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Attention Jackson listeners, Avenue Auto is running a 12 days of Christmas year-end sale. Now through 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, all prices have been slashed. Plus, when you purchase a car from them during the sale, receive your choice of a big screen TV, a laptop computer, or a kid's power wheel for free. They have many local and national lenders ready to assist with financing. If you have been thinking of a new car, stop by during Avenue Auto's 12 days of Christmas sale, now through Christmas Eve at 2 p.m.
Loading the kids in the car. brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Home of the Pirates for this one between Napoleon and East Jackson. First starting five for East Jackson, D'Angelo Alexander, KJ Olivier, Jeremiah Williams, Amari Padgett, and Jake Saunders. Head coach is Colin Blau. Meanwhile, for the Pirates, starting five is Gavin Davis, Jaden Service, Brenton Owen, Brady McLean, and Tyler Nall. Head coach is Derek Seidel, as the jump ball will be between Alexander and Nall. And Alexander wins out. It'll be East Jackson with the first possession in this one as they move from left to right on your radio dial, wearing their road navy uniforms with white numbers trimmed in gray. Meanwhile, Napoleon, their home white uniforms with green numbers. Three-pointer on the right wing is off the mark for Padgett. Long rebound out to Davis, and here come the Pirates, right to left on your radio dial for their first offensive possession of this one. We've got a zone defense here for East Jackson. Napoleon trying to move the ball down low. Turnaround shot on the right block. That's off the mark for Service, and the rebound comes down to Padgett. One miss for each side here in the first 45 seconds here from Napoleon. East Jackson ball here with Jeremiah Williams near half court. He's guarded by McLean. Dribbles off to the right, then crosses over to the left. Drives through the lane, jump stop, dishes it down low. Jump shot on the baseline, off the mark by Saunders. Rebound comes down to Nall, and here come the Pirates. Nall to the right, goes back up top. Pass slips through his hands, but he recollects it near half court. Gets away from Alexander. Now to the far side corner, three-pointer. That one's short for Brenton Owen. And a rebound down to KJ Olivier. Almost a minute and a half into this first quarter. No score yet. Both teams with a pair of misses. Up top with Williams. Picks up the ball. Now stepping out, Saunders for three. That's left short. And the rebound from the free throw line comes down to Jaden Service. Here come the Pirates once more. Gavin Davis bringing the ball across the timeline. He's met by D'Angelo Alexander. Swing pass to the left for Owen. Pass fake to the right. Then goes to Davis. On the right wing, couple fast fakes down low. Now into the far corner for Nall. Sidestep, three-pointer. That one's drilled over Williams. Brady McLean gets the Pirates on the board. 3-0, 2 minutes into this first quarter. Actually, can't make it Tyler Nall. They did have to make that correction. So now through the lane, Jeremiah Williams dishes it to Saunders on the baseline. Picks up the dribble and goes back outside with Olivier. Driving to the basket, now it kicks into the corner. Three-pointer, that's too strong for Padgett. And another rebound pulled down by McLean. Pirates looking to build their lead after that last three ball from Nall. Picks up the dribble on the left wing. Now swing it over to Davis on the right, harassed by Alexander. Now to the near side corner, three-pointer. That hits the side of the backboard and out of bounds by Brady McLean. Another missed shot there, just one of four shooting for the Pirates. Meanwhile, 0-4 shooting for East Jackson. Got a quick substitution here. Owen to the bench, replaced by Lucas Conaway. 5:26 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 lead for Napoleon. East Jackson ball up the floor with Jeremiah Williams. Stops, goes to the left for Olivia. Crosses over left to the left elbow. Now in the far corner for Padgett. Drives through the lane. Jump stop, fall away shot. Off glass and in over the contest. Nice athletic score there for Mari Padgett, the East Jackson quarterback for their football team in the fall. And he makes it 3-2. Napoleon on top, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Swinging it into the corner now on the far side, Tyler Nall. Now swinging it back up top for Conaway. He's double-teamed from the zone, picks up the dribble, swings it. Ooh, trying to go up top for Davis near half court, but the pass was too high for him, and it just sailed out of bounds on the near side. Right to the scorer's table. Got a substitution here. The lone senior on the team, Lionel Campbell, comes in for Jaden Service. And East Jackson will inbound on the near sideline with Amari Padgett right in front of the scorer's table. And we're good to go into the backcourt for Jeremiah Williams. Dribbles to the top of the key. He's met by McLean. Now off to the right and on the right baseline for Saunders. Backdoor cut. Layup no by Williams. Rebound tipped up and in by D'Angelo Alexander. His first score. And that gives East Jackson their first lead of the night. 4-3 over Napoleon. 4:23 to go in the first quarter. Pass fake right. Goes to the left in the corner for McLean. Now down low. Goes back to the perimeter. Nall has it on the left side. Trying to restart the offense. Gavin Davis has it on the right. Picks up the dribble after a couple. Now onto the left for Nall. Pass fake right. Goes to the left near side corner. Trying to get an open look with lots of crisp passes. Nall left wing three. That's too strong. Rebound comes to Padgett. Zone defense from East Jackson really forcing Napoleon to adjust. Not getting a lot of clean looks, is now out of bounds on the other end for Jeremiah Williams, trying to take advantage of a little bit of a fast break, but went a little too deep there on the baseline, and he's out of bounds. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. 4-3 lead for East Jackson over Napoleon. Very low-scoring game so far. Both offenses starting a little cold. Nall swings it off to the right now. Campbell through the lane, drives in and lays it in on the right hand. Gets his first score off the bench, and it's 5-4. Napoleon back in front, 3:20 to go in the first quarter. East Jackson ball with Jeremiah Williams. Now swings it over for Olivier. Dribbles off to the left. Now Padgett looking down low on the baseline. He gets it down low for Alexander. Backing down Nall. Fall away Jay. No, but Nall called on the shooting foul. That's going to be his first, team's first. And this is going to send D'Angelo Alexander to the line, trying to at least tie this thing up. He has a chance to give his team the lead right back. First free throw, he got it. Got 3 points now after getting that last bucket a couple possessions ago. One more attempt on the way for Alexander, and he's got it. 6-5 lead for East Jackson now. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Here come the Napoleon Pirates. Gavin Davis to the right. Pass fake right. Ooh, he has it intercepted. Padgett, he was bothered from the zone double team. Padgett, floater in transition. That one's off in and out of the rim and rebounded by Campbell. Napoleon once more trying to take a little bit more care of the ball. Davis nearly had it stolen away again by Alexander, and we're actually going to have a timeout on the floor. Napoleon trying to talk things over, trying to get their offense going on the right track. 2:42 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Low scoring affair so far between Napoleon and East Jackson. It's a 6-5 Trojan lead over the Pirates. Hunter Dockery on WKHM here from the home of the Pirates. Napoleon ball out of the timeout. 2:33 to go in the first quarter now. Swinging it into the left wing, spinning around Owen. He's back into the game, down low for Campbell. Ooh, he has it stripped from behind by Padgett. Now into the front court for Alexander, trying to take advantage of the fast break, and he lays it up and in. D'Angelo Alexander off to a fast first quarter. He's got 6 of his team's 8 points, and it's a 3-point East Jackson lead just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Napoleon still trying to move the ball around against this East Jackson zone defense. Off to the left for Tyler Nall. He's badgered by Padgett. Now through the lane, Campbell briefly wide open. Layup is off, but he is fouled. So here come the first two Napoleon free throws of the game. Looks like they're going for the side out of bounds, actually. It's a non-shooting foul. Did not get who it was on as well. Jaden Service into the game, replacing Lucas Conaway for Napoleon. Pirates inbounding on the left side of the basket with Tyler Nall. Trying to beat this East Jackson zone. Into the near corner for McLean. Now back outside for Owen on the right. Trying to run their play with a 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Nall has it, dribbles to the free throw line, double teamed off to the right. 3-pointer Owen, that's too strong. Rebounded by Olivier. Boy, Napoleon really struggling to get any clean shots. And when they do, just not capitalizing. And we got a turnover on the other end for East Jackson. Ball went loose beneath the basket. Alexander trying to save it. He sent it out of bounds the other way. Napoleon inbounding on the near sideline right in front of the East Jackson bench. 1:31 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-5 East Jackson. Jaden Service inbound to Tyler Nall near half court. Goes to the left wing, now into the near corner for Campbell. Takes a dribble, now back outside for Nall. Through the lane, jump stop into the far corner. Pass is poked out of bounds by Jeremiah Williams. Good idea, trying to draw in the defense. McLean wide open in the far corner, but good reaction there. In the passing lanes by Jeremiah Williams, able to deflect that one. And the Pirates inbounding on the far corner on the sideline. Nall getting this one in near half court for Brenton Owen. 1:18 to go in the first quarter. Picks up the dribble now off to the right. Far side corner for McLean. Trying to get it down low for Campbell. Ball poked loose, and it is stolen away by Williams. So East Jackson, their zone, creating a lot of turnovers and missed shots. Kicking it to the left wing. Three-pointer. That's off the heel. Offensive rebound down to Olivier. And now a three on the right by Padgett. That one's also off. And Napoleon coming down with the rebound with Brady McLean. Lots of quick looks there for East Jackson. Just not able to capitalize. 45 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Layup on the other end. No by Nall. Through contact. Not able to get the foul as well. And East Jackson the other way with a 8-5 lead, 35 seconds left. Padgett, floater through the lane on the right block. No over Nall, and a rebound pulled down by McLean. Napoleon trying to end the first quarter strong. Nall over to Owen on the far sideline. Final 20 seconds. Nall has it on the left, guarded by Padgett and Alexander in the zone. A 3-2 zone. Near half court now for Owen. Final 7 seconds. Nall has it on the left. Trying to dribble around Padgett. Step back three. No. Oh, they're going to call the foul. Padgett not happy with that one. And it's going to be a 3-shot foul for Tyler Nall.
At the line, number 14, Tyler Nall.
If he makes all three, he can send his team into the second quarter tied with East Jackson. very low-scoring game so far between these two teams as they try to get their offenses going. First free throw off the mark by Nall. Looks like the Trojans are trying to get a substitution in with Anthony Armstead, but they're going to make him wait until the second free throw attempt. He's still got two more. With the three-shot foul on Amari Padgett, Nall did not make the first one. Second one, he does get it. He's got one more on the way. He's got 4 points. Now they do get Armstead in for Padgett for the Trojans for the final 2.6 seconds of the first quarter. And we're good to go. One more free throw on the way for Tyler Nall, and he misses it. Rebound down to Olivier. Full court heave at the buzzer comes well short. And that will conclude a very low-scoring first quarter here from the Pirate Dome. East Jackson leading after one, 8-6 over Napoleon. Back in 60 seconds, you've got high school basketball on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We want to thank all of our loyal customers for supporting us. As you prepare for your holiday gatherings, please know Grimes Plumbing is here to handle all of your drain cleaning and plumbing needs. As always, you never know when you'll need a plumber, and Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Visit us online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com. From all of us at Grimes Plumbing, we want to wish you and your family a happy holiday.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8-6 lead for East Jackson over Napoleon after one quarter of play here from the Pirate Dome. Connor Dockery on WKHM for your Wednesday evening high school hoops. Napoleon with the first possession of the second quarter, and they turn it over. More zone defense. Excellence by East Jackson so far. As the other way, Olivier trapped on the low block. He kicks it back outside to Alexander. Fallaway shot at the left elbow. That's off the mark over Owen. And the Pirates go the other way with Tyler Nall. To the left for McLean in the corner for Campbell. Now swings it to the right wing. Head fake Owen through the lane. Now for Nall. Beneath the basket, layup off the mark. Saunders influencing the shot just enough to get the miss. Napoleon just ice cold to start this one. East Jackson, got to give them credit on the defensive end as Olivier drives through the lane, and he has it stolen away by Owen. Brings it up the floor for the Pirates. Jump stop up and under, and that's a beautiful move for Brenton Owen. His first bucket, and we are tied at 8. Just over 1 minute into the second quarter of play. Williams has it, stopped on the right wing, down low for Saunders at the free throw line. Back outside, wide open three on the left for Olivier, and that's too strong. Rebounded by Brenton Owen, brings it across the midcourt and dribbles to the left wing. Stop, pump fake, now in the near corner, three-pointer, Campbell, that's too strong. Rebound down to Davis and kicks it back outside. Napoleon with another try. Goes back out to the perimeter on the left wing, three-pointer. That one's good by Brenton Owen. Napoleon trying to create these three-pointers on the zone defense, and they finally get one to drop. That's their second triple of the game, and East Jackson calls timeout. 6:15 to go in the first half. Three-point Napoleon lead back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
11-8 lead, Napoleon over East Jackson. Tonight's coverage brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, and Able Heating and Cooling. East Jackson ball out of the timeout as they try to get those points right back. Layup through the lane, off the mark, Alexander. Wide open, had a fancy finish trying to go reverse the other side, but just couldn't get that to drop. Napoleon ball, going to be a bumping foul on Jake Saunders on the baseline as Gavin Davis tried to drive in. That's going to be his first, team's first. And Napoleon inbounding now on the left side of the basket. 5:53 to go in the first half. Nall inbound to the left wing. He fires a three. Davis gets it to drop. Just like that, Napoleon starting to heat up from downtown, and they're trying to throw a half-court press towards East Jackson's way, and they try to capitalize on the break. No on the layup by Olivier, and the rebound comes down to Davis. So East Jackson trying to speed up the game. Napoleon trying to slow it down. It's a 14-8 Napoleon lead. 5.5 to go in the first half. Through the lane, Nall has it stripped away by Padgett. Going in the fast break, it's deflected out of bounds in the pass by Gavin Davis. And East Jackson will hang on to it, inbounding on the right side of the basket. We got a substitution, Ejon Doherty in for Jake Saunders. And he'll be the one inbounding on the right side of the basket for the Trojans. Inbound on the low block, immediately giving it back to Doherty. Double teamed down low. Looking to get it back outside. He does to Olivier and then Padgett. East Jackson restarting their offense. Padgett dribbles to the left through the lane. Floater on the left. Elbow is in. Padgett, his second bucket. And that trims the deficit to 4. 4:56 to go in the first half. Napoleon ball up top with Brady McLean. Bounce pass over to Owen on the right. Lobbing it to the near corner for Campbell. Dribbles back out to the perimeter and then back down low for Nall. Back outside, three-pointer, right wing. Britton Owen drills another one. His second long ball in a row. And he's got 8. He's starting to heat up. Napoleon leads 17-10. Definitely relying heavily on the three ball in this first half. 4.5 to go in the first half. Alexander trapped in the lane. Padgett drives to the basket and can't finish. He got 2 defenders in the air, blew past them, but just couldn't lay that one in. That's about the second or third easy layup that East Jackson has not been able to finish in this first half. Napoleon on the left with Owen, then near half court for McLean. Tight ropes the midcourt line, able to keep it from becoming a backcourt violation. On the left for Nall, gets the screen on the right, drives through the lane, layup no, but a foul. And 2 more free throws on the way for Tyler Nall. That's the first foul of the game on Anthony Armstead. And Nall at the line for the second time of the game. He went 1-for-3 on a 3-shot foul to end the first quarter. Able to make the first one this time. He's got 5 points. And he's got one more on the way, trying to extend the Napoleon lead to a game-high 9. He misses the second, but the offense rebound comes down to Brenton Owen on the left side of the basket. Now back outside, Owen fires again, and he gets another one. Brenton Owen is red hot here in the Pirate Dome for Napoleon as East Jackson gets a quick score on the other end from D'Angelo Alexander. Now with 8 points to lead the Trojans. That makes it a 21-12 ball game. Napoleon in front, just inside 3.5 minutes to go in the first half of play. Inside the lane for Owen, goes back outside for Nall. He travels on the drive. A little too anxious there to get it and drive, but didn't put the ball on the floor soon enough. Jaden Service into the game, sending Brenton Owen to the bench. And here comes East Jackson up the floor with Amari Padgett. 3:12 to go in the first half. 9-point Napoleon lead. Padgett to the right wing. 3-pointer Alexander. That one's good. It's Alexander and Owen going back and forth in this one. D'Angelo Alexander with 11 points in the first half. 6-point Napoleon lead, and with the ball inside 3 minutes to go in the first half. And we got another East Jackson foul. This is the first one of the game on Ejon Doherty off the bench. Third team foul. And Napoleon inbounds on the left side of the basket into the corner for Service. Now back outside for Davis at the top of the key. Cuts off to the right. 1-3-1 zone now for East Jackson. Back around the perimeter, swinging it, trying to get an open look in the near corner. They do. Nall pulls the three. That's too strong. And the rebound goes to the opposite corner to Ejon Doherty. Here come the Trojans once more. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Down low, crafty layup off the mark, but a foul that lands D'Angelo Alexander to the free throw line. That's the first foul on Lionel Campbell.
At the line.
And D'Angelo Alexander trying to continue his impressive first half. Getting scores inside, outside. He's got a nice shooting touch. And he's got a couple of free throws as well. He's got the first one to drop. A couple substitutions here. We got Saunders and Williams back in for East Jackson, replacing Doherty and Armstead. Meanwhile, we've got Brenton Owen back in, sending Davis to the bench for Napoleon. Second free throw off for Alexander. The rebound comes down to Service for Napoleon. Ooh, an errant pass in the backcourt. Campbell had to get the ball, and Napoleon nearly got an 8-second violation in the backcourt, but not able to get it in the front court just in time. It's a 5-point Napoleon lead. 2 minutes to go in quarter number two. Campbell at the top of the key, swings it over to Service. Looking for the screen on the left. Now Nall through the lane, floater, no, rebound loose, tipped over for Alexander. East Jackson pushing the pace. Alexander, Eurostep, dish down low, shot just short by Williams. Another beautiful chance inside the paint that East Jackson is not able to finish. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Napoleon looking to grow their 5-point lead. Owen to the left for McLean, back outside for Campbell. Now on the right for Owen, gets the screen and kicks it back outside. East Jackson adjusting to a man defense now. We'll see how Napoleon adjusts their offense. Campbell off to the right for McLean, driving on the baseline, layup on the right hand is good around the defender. McLean with his first bucket, making it a 7-point Napoleon lead. Inside 1 minute to go in the first half. Padgett the other side for East Jackson. Misses another layup around Campbell. And then we got a timeout immediately after the miss. So it's going to be a full timeout on the Pirates. We'll step aside accordingly. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final 52 seconds of the first half now underway after that timeout. Napoleon leading East Jackson 23-16. Tyler Nall brings it into the front court, and he holds on to the basketball. We'll see if they decide to hang on for the remainder of the half. Don't think they will. I think they'll try to get a shot up beforehand. Campbell back over to Nall on the right. 30 seconds to go now. Back over for Campbell. Campbell swings it to the left for McLean and back outside for Nall. Looks like they are going to hold on to it. 20 seconds left. East Jackson just backs off. And Nall doesn't have to do anything if East Jackson's not going to have a defender in the area. Back over for McLean on the right. Final 8 seconds. Nall on the right wing. Hesitates. Now drives through the lane. Dished down low to a wide open service who scores his first bucket of the game. And East Jackson is not able to get a shot up at the buzzer. It was a full court heave that was off anyways by Amari Padgett. And that will do it for the first half of play. Napoleon shrugging off a ice-cold first quarter, and they get red hot from deep in the second quarter, and they lead East Jackson 25-16 at the halftime break. We're going to break down what we saw in that first half of play. Coming up in 3 minutes, you've got High School Hoops on WKHM.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. On behalf of the entire Mountie Nation, I would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
High School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are at halftime here from the Pirate Dome. Napoleon using a hot shooting second quarter to take a 25-16 lead over the East Jackson Trojans. I'm Connor Dockery here on Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5. Tonight's coverage made possible by Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, and Wolverine Seal Coating. So the first quarter, pretty brutal offensively for both teams, not really getting a whole lot of clean looks. I don't really want to call it a defensive first quarter as well. Defense was, I will give credit to East Jackson, their zone defense actually did stifle Napoleon a little bit there in that first quarter. But otherwise, just it looked more so just, I don't know, offenses not really settling in early enough, if that makes sense. Both teams looked really uncomfortable, looked out of sorts. It was just a 8-6 East Jackson lead at the end of that first quarter. And then second quarter, Napoleon, they finally started to figure it out against that East Jackson zone defense. They started to move the ball around well, and they were able to get some of their three-pointers to fall. Shot a lot of threes in that first quarter that just didn't fall. And that second quarter started to drop. East Jackson then switched to a man defense towards the end of the first half, but Napoleon able to get a lot of good shots up inside and out. They were also able to get to the free throw line as well. I think that also took away a little bit of aggressiveness from East Jackson defensively. And now I will say East Jackson, even though they're down by nine here, I would say if you ignore the makes and misses and the scoreboard, just on the eye test of how both teams are playing, I would say that this game is pretty close. East Jackson is actually playing pretty well offensively. They're playing fast. They're getting looks in transition, but there's a lot of easy shots, a lot of easy misses, open misses that East Jackson has had in this one. I can recall probably about 4 to 5 shots inside the paint with little to no defense that East Jackson missed. And they have a couple missed wide open threes as well. So, I mean, I mostly credit those inside misses as a bigger reason, but yeah, just a lot of shots that East Jackson has just not been able to drop. They really should be able to make, quite frankly, at the varsity level. So I think in the second half, East Jackson needs to get those easy shots to fall. Meanwhile, Napoleon, they got to keep moving the ball well. They can keep shooting hot from downtown. They'll be tough to get a comeback going against, even if East Jackson is able to get their offense turned around in the right direction, start making some of those easy shots to fall, then we will see. Scoring update in terms of the individual scores, Brenton Owen leading the way for Napoleon with 9, making 11 points. He actually keyed the team with his hot three-point shooting there in the second quarter. Also getting 5 points from Tyler Nall, 3 from Gavin Davis, 2 each from Jaden Service, Lionel Campbell, and Brady McLean. Meanwhile, for East Jackson, it's pretty much all been D'Angelo Alexander, 12 points. Otherwise, just 4 from Amari Padgett. So there you go. Just all 2 guys. East Jackson getting those points, but they've left a lot of points out there. Easy misses underneath the basket. So if they want to come back, they'll have to get those scores underneath the hoop. That'll do it for the halftime. Once again, a 25-16 lead for the Napoleon Pirates. We'll come back and give you coverage with the third quarter. Coming up next in 2.5 minutes, you've got High School Hoops on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. On behalf of the entire Mountie Nation, I would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Attention Jackson listeners, Avenue Auto is running a 12 days of Christmas year-end sale. Now through 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, all prices have been slashed. Plus, when you purchase a car from them during the sale, receive your choice of a big screen TV, a laptop computer, or a kid's power wheel for free. They have many local and national lenders ready to assist with financing. If you have been thinking of a new car, stop by during Avenue Auto's 12 days of Christmas sale, now through Christmas Eve at 2 p.m.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the second half upon us here from the Pirate Dome in Napoleon. The Pirates leading the East Jackson Trojans 25-16. Connor Dockery live on WKHM. Tonight's coverage presented by Wilby Transit, Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. East Jackson with the first possession of the second half. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. Mari Padgett has it now. Dish on the right is going to be intercepted, but it looks like a quick whistle. Didn't see what that was. A kick ball, I believe. Doesn't look like a foul. So East Jackson inbounding on the far side with Williams into Padgett. Screen on the left. Cuts back outside. Now Saunders on the baseline. Dribbles. Padgett wide open three straight away. Off the mark. Rebounded by Nall. Pirates coming the other way. Dribbles to the top of the key. Crosses over to the right. Then will reset. Looks like East Jackson back in their zone. Handoff on the right for Owen. Now inside for Nall on the right elbow. Drives to the basket. Layup no, but takes the contact. And he gets himself another trip to the free throw line. Consistently getting trips to the free throw line. This is his third trip there, as a matter of fact. He is currently, I believe, 2 of 5 as he makes the first one this time around. Foul was on Jake Saunders, his second, team first. One more on the way for Nall. And he gets both this time. He's got 7. And this is the first double-digit lead of the game for Napoleon, 27-16. About 45 seconds into the second half as got a three-pointer on the other end, answered by Jake Saunders. Able to get that one in the far corner. That's his first bucket, and it's an 8-point Napoleon lead. Make it nearly 10, but a reversed missed layup on the other end by Tyler Nall. Now East Jackson, a missed layup quickly by Alexander. Rebound tipped down to him, and he travels trying to get a putback shot up. That's what I'm talking about, East Jackson. They're playing fast. They're getting some good looks, but just some of these easy misses and mistakes. Full court press from East Jackson. Napoleon trying to move the ball before they do get it to the midcourt as East Jackson then backs off on the press. 27-19 lead for Napoleon. 6:42 to go in the third quarter. Hand off up top for McLean. Now swing it to the left for Owen. Now in the corner for Campbell. Takes a couple dribbles. Now back up top for McLean. And then Davis in the corner. Double team from the zone. Back outside. Now on the right elbow for Nall. Goes off the glass. No. Gets his own rebound. Yes! Tyler Nall now is starting to get involved in the scoring. After a bit of a cold first half, he's now up to 9 points, second on the team in scoring in this one. And got a quick layup on the other end for Amari Padgett for East Jackson. He's now got six. Double teamed from the full court press. Nall able to pass up ahead to Campbell. And now we got a whistle, a travel call on Brenton Owen. Bit of a stumble there as he caught that pass, and it's a turnover. 29-21 Napoleon lead. East Jackson ball with inside 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Padgett has it on the right. Step back three. No. Rebound tipped loose. Saunders has it. Another try for East Jackson. Back on the baseline and now outside for Alexander. Driving to the basket. Stopped on the right block. Has it ripped away, and a jump ball is going to be called. Nice job by Lionel Campbell to get his hand on it and force that turnover. The possession arrow gives the ball back to Napoleon on that jump ball. Another full court press for East Jackson. Bounce pass into Brenton Owen, then up ahead for Campbell, and then trying to get it up ahead to McLean to beat the press, but a little bit too greedy there moving the ball before. It's intercepted by Padgett. Back outside, quick three, Williams. That's left short. Long rebound into the corner, saved by Olivier, trying to get it up top, but it's intercepted by McLean, and he goes coast to coast and lays it up and in with the right hand. He's got four, and Napoleon's back in front by 10. Just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Three-pointer on the other end, too strong by Saunders to get a quick answer. And Napoleon going the other way. That was really evident in the second quarter. Napoleon trying to slow the game down as East Jackson trying to speed it up. But unfortunately, East Jackson, it looks like they're just a little too ahead of themselves. I think they need to try to settle it down, try to get a more quality look at this point. Not a lot of good shots here in the second quarter, in the second half compared to the first half. Has got a layup on the other end again for Brady McLean. Back-to-back buckets. He's got six, and it's a 12-point Napoleon lead, matching their large lead of the night. 4:23 to go in the third quarter. East Jackson ball with Padgett into the near corner. Quick fire three, Williams. That's all net. His first long ball trims the deficit down to nine. Now beating the press quickly, two on two the other way, and then McLean losing the ball out of bounds, going up for the layup. In transition. It's good defense by East Jackson. Good quick recovery there on the full court press. Jaden Service back in for Lionel Campbell for the Pirates. And East Jackson will go back the other way off of the Napoleon turnover. Brady McLean tying his shoe at the midcourt before we continue. 33-24 score for Napoleon. Padgett has it at the top, crosses over left, loses the dribble, but able to recollect it. Now on the cut, layup, no, but a foul. D'Angelo Alexander finding his way back to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Gavin Davis, his first, team's first. Alexander, again, the bulk of the East Jackson offense tonight. 12 points of the team's 24. Got half his team's points. Gets the ball for the first free throw, and he gets the first one. One more try from the line. Takes a couple dribbles. Bends, shoots. That one did not get the friendly roll. It hung on the front of the rim for a second, and then just fell off. One of two that time. And it's an 8-point Napoleon lead. And with the ball, driving on the baseline for Owen. Back at the free throw line for Service. And Napoleon will restart their offense on the right with Gavin Davis. Back to the left for McLean. Nearly intercepted by Olivier. Now on the left wing for Owen. Takes a dribble down low. McLean trying to get him on the cut, but it's going to be intercepted by Williams, and then a foul committed, I believe, by Tyler Nall. No, it's going to be on McLean trying to reach in after that turnover. That's his first, team second. East Jackson ball, 3:25 to go in the third, trailing Napoleon by eight. Padgett up top. He's guarded by Davis in the man defense. Screen on the right by Saunders. Dribbles trying to go inside. Oh, he tried to dribble behind his back but lost track of it. And it's picked up by Davis. The bad turnover for the Trojans. Up top for Tyler Nall. Has it on the right. He's met by Alexander. Crosses over. Now goes to the left wing for McLean. Cuts to the right side of the hoop. Tough shot. No. Couldn't get the contact. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by Jaden Service. And East Jackson will take over as Anthony Armstead into the game, replacing Amari Padgett. Also, Lionel Campbell comes in for Napoleon, replacing McLean. 33-25, still the score for Napoleon. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Both offenses drying up a little bit here in the third, just like the first quarter. Now through the lane. Armstead blocked away by Service. Napoleon quickly the other way. 4-on-3. Layup blocked from behind by Alexander. Gavin Davis not able to get that fast break score there with D'Angelo Alexander lurking in the paint. Saunders heads to the bench, replaced by Ejon Doherty for East Jackson. Napoleon on the left side of the basket. Inbound to Campbell. Wide open shot. He missed it on the low block. Now East Jackson 2-on-1. Transition the other way. Blocked but fouled by Gavin Davis. He can't believe it. And this is going to send Anthony Armstead to the free throw line. Gavin Davis committing his second foul that time. Third team foul. And a chance for Anthony Armstead to get his first points in this one. First free throw, yes. The Napoleon student section trying to sing Jingle Bells to throw Armstead off his game. Didn't phase him on either shot. He makes both. Good attempt by the Napoleon student section, might I add, but sometimes players are just able to shrug that off, not pay attention to it. East Jackson trying to chip into the deficit, trailing by as many as 12. Now they're within 6 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Campbell off to the right for Hall. Now on the 3, that's off the mark, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Service. So Napoleon, they had that hot shooting 3-point stretch in the middle of the second quarter, but otherwise to start this game and now here in the third, ice cold from the floor. Alexander dished down low. That's intercepted, trying to get quick ball movement. The Trojans, but not able to work there. Tyler Nall dribbles around Alexander. Crafty layup in traffic. He's going to be fouled. And Nall once more getting a trip to the free throw line. That foul is going to be on KJ Olivier, his first team's second. And here is Tyler Nall at the free throw line. Once more, he's just consistently finding ways to the free throw line. 6-point Napoleon lead, 1:46 to go in the third quarter here on WKHM. Free throw offline. But he's got one more on the way as Amari Padgett back in for East Jackson, replacing Jeremiah Williams. Tonight's coverage also presented by Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and the Protection Center. Tyler Nall, second free throw. He gets it. He's got 10. He's the second Pirate in double-digit scoring, joining the 11 points from Brenton Owen. East Jackson the other way. Padgett into the far corner. 3-pointer for Armstead, and he drains it. He's got 5 off the bench all in this quarter. And that brings East Jackson to within 4. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gavin Davis has it up top now on the left elbow for Campbell. Driving through the lane. Dishes back outside, but it's turned over. Brenton Owen, he kind of cut out of the way. But Campbell throwing it to where he was, not where he was going to be. And that's another Napoleon turnover. Brady McLean in for Jaden Service for Napoleon. And here comes East Jackson. They have a chance to make it a one-possession game. Alexander at the top. Screen on the right. Doesn't take it. Now back over for Olivier. Bounce pass down low. Alexander dishes to the basket. Layup on the right hand is in. D'Angelo Alexander, he's got 15. And just like that, it's a two-point Napoleon lead, trailing by 12 earlier in this quarter, but coming all the way back to cut it to within two. Nall has it on the left wing, back up top for Campbell for the Pirates. 45 seconds to go in the third. On the right for Davis, driving to the basket, around the defense, and the layup is good on the left hand. Davis now with five. And that will be a little bit of a sigh of relief from the Pirates, stopping that run, up by four now. East Jackson with the ball, final 30 seconds of the third quarter, trying to finish with a quality shot on this last possession. Mari Padgett has it, guarded by Davis. Crosses over behind his back, left and right, now back to the right. Dribbling near half court, final 13 seconds of the third quarter. Padgett cuts back to the left, now for Armstead. He's provided a big boost in this quarter. Final 3 seconds. Alexander, three-pointer pull-up off the mark. And that will do it for three quarters of play. East Jackson making this interesting. They finally get their offense rolling. And they go into the fourth quarter trailing Napoleon by 4 points. It's 36-32. Fourth quarter is next. In 60 seconds, you've got high school hoops in the Cascades on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
A 16-11 third quarter by East Jackson sees them trailing Napoleon by 4 points. It's 36-32 going into the fourth and final quarter. Live from Napoleon here on WKHM, I'm Connor Dockery. Thanks for joining me on this Wednesday evening as we got a layup through the lane by KJ Olivier, his first bucket. And that pulls East Jackson to within 2 points once more. They have not led since the first quarter. I should say early in the second quarter. They went in with an 8-6 lead. We got a steal. Alexander, coast-to-coast jam. No, it's off. But the rebound down to Olivier, trying to get it back to Alexander. And it's going to be out of bounds on Napoleon. So East Jackson had a chance to tie there on a dunk. One-handed dunk from Alexander, but off the mark. But they still have the ball and have a chance to tie or take the lead here. Doherty replaced by Saunders. Inbounding on the left side of the basket for the Trojans. Into the top of the key for Padgett. On the left for Alexander. Through the lane, stumbles. Kicks it back outside for Saunders. Double teamed. Driving on the baseline. Now outside, Padgett. Wide open three for the lead. Ooh, that's wide left. Rebound for Nall. Napoleon trying to settle down here. Their offense going cold. McLean has it, now back outside for Nall and around the perimeter to the right for Davis. Driving on Padgett to the left elbow, handoff for McLean. Now off to the right for Owen. Drives through the lane, spin move, fallaway shot. Yes, and a foul, big time. And one for Brenton Owen. That's his first score as well since his hot shooting second quarter. And he has a chance at a three-point play. Napoleon now on top by four with 6:44 to go. Tonight's coverage presented by Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Fuller's ChemDry, and Jenkins Insurance Agency Farm Bureau. Three-point play. Free throw is off by Owen. So East Jackson still trailing by four. Padgett drives on the baseline. He's cut off by Davis. Cuts back in, and a blocking foul on Owen, and I think he took a shot. He fell to the ground and got back up a little bit slowly. He looks like he's still okay. Actually make it Gavin Davis there. He commits his third foul on the play, but it's just an off-ball foul. No free throws here. Saunders inbounding on the right side of the hoop. 6:34 to go in the fourth. It's 38-34 Napoleon. Padgett into the near corner. Saunders head fake three, doesn't pull. Back outside for Padgett. Now dribbles to the right. Got the free throw line for Alexander. Pass fake out. Double teamed in the lane. Back outside Padgett. Wide open three. That's off the heel. Rebound Campbell. Napoleon, they need to take advantage of these East Jackson misses when they could get them. They've been really executing on offense. East Jackson, they started to slow it down and started to get a lot of good looks. Looked like they were playing too fast for a while as we've got a missed three on the other end for Tyler Nall, rebounded by Saunders. Inside 6 minutes to go in the game. This thing will tick down to within 2 minutes before you know it. Padgett through the lane, jump stop, tough layup off the glass over Davis. That is a tough score for Padgett. He's got eight, second on the team in scoring tonight. And it's another two-point game. Napoleon hanging on by a thread, trying to hold on to the lead that they've held since the second quarter. Nall through traffic, didn't get the foul. Missed layup, no. Put back, yes. I think both players there expecting the foul call didn't get it. And as a result, I believe that was Alexander. Didn't go for the rebound. And that's an easy put back for Nall. Four-point lead, Napoleon, East Jackson. Jump shot, that one's well short by D'Angelo Alexander at the left elbow. It's a little bit more of a rushed shot that they don't need at this point. They were playing so well with the slow down offense. Looking for a quality shot, not just the first available shot. Inside 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Four-point Napoleon lead. On the right corner for Davis. Back around the perimeter for Owen on the left. Goes at the left elbow for Nall on the baseline for Campbell. Back outside straight away. Three, McLean. Wide left. Rebound loose. Comes down to Nall. Put back. Yes, but he's going to travel. Ooh, basket's not going to count. He kind of tripped over Saunders, who was on the floor following that scrum beneath the basket. So, yeah, that basket is not going to count as a turnover. And East Jackson, accordingly, is going to take a 30-second timeout. So we'll be right back here from the Pirate Dome. 4:38 to go in the fourth. Four-point Pirate lead on WKHM.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Actually ended up taking a full timeout, but we'll leave it right here as we break down East Jackson's turnaround here in the second half. 40-36 lead for Napoleon over East Jackson, but again, Napoleon, they used a hot shooting second quarter, went into the halftime locker room up nine, and they flirted with a double-digit lead for the early half of that third quarter, led by as many as 12. But then East Jackson, around 3 to 4 minutes left in that third quarter, they started slowing down their offense, getting quality looks, and able to chip away at this lead, but not quite able to take the lead, leading, trailing by as many as two a few times. Timeout over. A full court press from Napoleon. And then we've got a layup. Good, but it will not count from Saunders as he traveled on the way up to that layup. So he had an opportunity to cut the deficit down to two once more, but that's another turnover as Napoleon, as I mentioned, they got to rebuild this lead. They have to take advantage every single time that East Jackson doesn't score. And we got a turnover, interception by Armstead, and he lays it up easily on the fast break himself. He's got seven off the bench all in the second half. And it's another two-point game. Ooh, dodgy pass on the left. Nearly another turnover for Napoleon. We've got a foul Oh, no, we got a timeout. Okay, never mind. Napoleon needing to talk things over as, again, their offense just looking rough here in the second half. Another 30-second timeout exactly halfway through the fourth quarter. Two-point Napoleon lead on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We want to thank all of our loyal customers for supporting us. As you prepare for your holiday gatherings, please know Grimes Plumbing is here to handle all of your drain cleaning and plumbing needs. As always, you never know when you'll need a plumber, and Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Visit us online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com. From all of us at Grimes Plumbing, we want to wish you and your family a happy holiday.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're in for a good finish here from Napoleon. Pirates a 40-38 lead over the East Jackson Trojans. As I mentioned at halftime, just the eye test, these teams look a lot closer than the scoreboard indicated at halftime, and evidently in the second half it has evened out. Napoleon ball out of the timeout. Campbell back out to the perimeter, left corner, pump fake Davis, cut off. Back at the free throw line and outside for Nall. He's double teamed. And a foul going to be called on East Jackson on the bump. It's going to be on Amari Padgett, his second, team second. And it'll be a inbound on the baseline for the Pirates. Right side of the basket. 3:39 to go in the fourth. Still up two over East Jackson. Tyler Nall throwing it in against Alexander. Trying to go beneath the basket. Ooh, that's going to be nearly intercepted by Olivier, but he just lost the handle on that, and it rolled out of bounds in front of the Napoleon bench on the near side. So Napoleon, a little bit of a bailout there. Nearly another turnover. And East Jackson forcing a lot of turnovers, just like they did in the first quarter of play. Campbell through the lane. And he's going to be blocked away by Alexander, but it's immediately thrown away. Nall with the steal, blocked again by, this time, Olivier. And all alone on the fast break, another missed dunk by Alexander. That's his second missed dunk in the second half. It might be time to lay it up, and he's going to commit the bump foul against Tyler Nall. Ooh. Both missed dunks as well by D'Angelo. Alexander had a chance to tie the game, and it remains a two-point Napoleon lead. Saunders to the bench. He's going to be replaced by Jeremiah Williams for East Jackson. Napoleon ball after that foul. Davis has it into the front court to Nall on the left. Screen on the right by McLean through the lane, and another off-ball foul on East Jackson. This one on Alexander again. He's got two fouls. Four team fouls on East Jackson. They got to be careful getting close to putting Napoleon into the bonus for the rest of the game. 3:01 to go in the fourth. It's still 40-38 for Napoleon. Bounce pass down low. Intercepted by Olivier. And he'll slow it down into the front court. Dribbles off to the right. Cuts through everybody. Layup on the right. No. Gets his own rebound. Back outside. Left corner. Three for the lead. Yes! Jeremiah Williams! Big shot. Ooh, are they calling that a long two? I think they are. Ooh, that's a long two. So he's only got 5 points now, and we're tied at 40. 2.5 to go in the ball game. Napoleon on the left for Nall. He's bothered by Alexander. Dribbles through his legs now to the right. Stops at the free throw line. Back outside for McLean. Crosses over to the left. Through the basket. Layup. Blocked again this time by Williams. And East Jackson with the ball. Padgett has a foul committed against him by Napoleon. Let's see. The officials meeting here. Trying to discuss what that foul is. I'm not sure. I didn't see who it was on or what it was. Or even if a foul took place. Quite curious. They're just going to have East Jackson inbound in the backcourt. I don't see any additional foul put up on the board. Okay. East Jackson ball. Opportunity to take the lead for the first time since the start of the second quarter. Back on the right. Armstead through the lane. Layup on the left hand. Yes! Armstead with 9. And East Jackson from 12 down in the third quarter to being 2 up inside 2 minutes to go. Napoleon trying to recover here in the second half, and a near turnover on the right. Pass just deflected out of bounds by D'Angelo Alexander. And Napoleon will inbound on the right side of the baseline with Tyler Nall. 1:46 to go in the fourth. Back outside for Davis. Dish down low for Nall. Puts it up. No! Couldn't get the friendly bounce. Fighting for the rebound. Oh, he get it, but he fell. And his legs came up in there. They're going to rule that a travel. Ooh. Tough break there for the Pirates. And Napoleon's going to need to call timeout here. 1:39 to go. East Jackson leads by 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
42-40, East Jackson leading over Napoleon here in the home stretch. 1:39 to go in the fourth. Connor Dockery from the Pirate Dome here in Napoleon on WKHM. East Jackson with the ball. Full court pressure from Napoleon. They'll back off once they get to the midcourt. Padgett has it on the right. And he'll slow things down here for East Jackson. They have to slow it down. Boy, a bucket here would be massive. Now off to the left for Armstead. He's played big minutes off the bench in the second half. Off to the right for Padgett. Nearly turned over. Crosses over against Snow on the right. Now through the lane. Padgett to the near corner. Three-pointer. Williams. Yes! Jeremiah Williams gives East Jackson a 5-point lead. Oh, my. I think it's a 4-point lead only. It's another long two. Missed three on the other end by Nall. And East Jackson has it again. 50 seconds left, up 4. Padgett spins into the front court. Boy, Napoleon might have to think about fouling, and they do get it. Oh, no, they're going to call timeout. Boy, Tyler Nall barking at the official. He is not happy with something. And there's going to be a quick timeout here on the floor. We're going to keep it right here. This thing's getting a little too interesting. 45 seconds left. East Jackson up by 4 points. It could potentially be 6 points, but Jeremiah Williams, a couple of three-pointers with his toe on the line. Just 2 points given away there. So he's currently got 7 points. And wow, boy, East Jackson coming all the way back from the dead, trailing 25-16 at halftime. They trailed by 12 points midway through the third quarter, but now leading 44-40. If I do the math quickly in my head, East Jackson has outscored Napoleon 28-15 in the second half. Wow. And you knew it was kind of inevitable, especially in the second and third quarters. They looked good offensively. They were getting good shots and easy shots, but they just weren't dropping. And Napoleon, besides that hot shooting stretch from three in the second quarter, they just otherwise have not really looked good offensively. Timeout over, and we got a jump ball forced by Napoleon. Oh, my goodness. They tried to go for the foul, but they got the jump ball instead against Armstead. Didn't protect the ball good enough, and with the possession arrow, that's a turnover. Napoleon ball. They have to score here. And then foul. Campbell at the free throw line. Step back shot blocked by Olivier. East Jackson up the floor, trying to kill the clock. Inside 30 seconds left. Armstead on the baseline. Now back outside. He gets the foul. And we've got two, I think we got several more fouls we got to go, actually. That's just the second team foul. 24 seconds left. East Jackson with it. Napoleon not fouling. Oh, they finally do. Wow, they hesitated for a second. That time it's on Nall. The previous foul was on Campbell. And they still got two more fouls to commit before they get the bonus free throws from East Jackson. 20 seconds left. Oh, my goodness. East Jackson now inbound. Back outside for Padgett. Foul this time by Gavin Davis. That's his fourth. He's got to be careful of fouling out in this one. And now that's four team fouls. One more team foul for Napoleon before they get East Jackson free throws to try to get the ball back. Into the backcourt for Padgett. And a foul missed immediately by Davis. Now Padgett trying to get in the front court. No! He lost the ball out of bounds. Oh, he was trying to go quickly into the front court. But that's another turnover. So Napoleon a little bit of life in them, trailing by four. 13.3 seconds left in this one. We'll keep it right here again for the time being as we break this thing down before this home stretch. But oh my goodness, wow. Napoleon. Again, it really was just that hot shooting stretch in that second quarter is what put them up big. And East Jackson, they just were missing a lot of easy shots in the lane. But into this second half, Napoleon was just not able to really continue that good play. They just getting a lot of tough shots in this one, not really getting a lot of open shots. The three-point shooting obviously dried up on them. And East Jackson, again, it looked like they were playing a little ahead of themselves. They were trying to play fast, get as many fast breaks as they could, and it really wasn't working for them. That looked a little out of sorts. They were trying to for the first available shot versus the best available shot, but eventually midway through the third, they slowed things down. They were getting quality looks. And now here they are with a four-point lead, 13 seconds left, but Napoleon ball on the far side with Brenton Owen inbounding. Got to get his shot up as quickly as possible and then foul. Pass deflected out immediately by Olivier. And Napoleon will have another try inbounding on the far sideline. Owen throwing it in again. This time 12.9 seconds on the clock. Bounce pass near half court for Davis. Dribbles to the line. Ooh, pass out of it. Nall, three. That's short. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's East Jackson ball. 6.2 seconds left. I think this one's over. Napoleon doesn't have enough time. Inbound and foul immediately. Padgett going to the free throw line with 4.3 seconds left. Yeah, this one's going to be over. East Jackson going to take down Napoleon for the first time in nearly 9 years. As again, there's 4.4 seconds left in this one. East Jackson up two possessions. So even if Padgett misses both free throws here, 4.3 seconds is not enough time to go get a, get a shot, foul, both misses, get a shot, try to go to overtime or win the game. That's just not enough time. First free throw off by Padgett. Second free throw also off. Rebound for McLean and then a timeout for Napoleon. So they're going to talk things over here. We're going to leave it right here once more. So, wow. It's a full timeout here for Napoleon, but just the second half collapse. Again, they just had it, and then you can tell once East Jackson, they did not panic. They kept getting quality looks. A shot here, a shot there, get a stop. You could tell Napoleon started to really feel the pressure in terms of just East Jackson just getting a little bit closer. Every time they checked the rearview mirror, a little bit closer. East Jackson, of course, able to cut the deficit down to 2 points a couple times, and then finally able to tie and then take the lead inside 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And it looks like they're going to hang on, but still 4.2 seconds to go in this one. Napoleon with the ball. Inbounding on the near side in the backcourt. So they literally need to inbound three, but just the amount of time a three-pointer would take. Near half court. Shot is off by Nall, and that will do it. Wow. East Jackson trailing by 12 points in the middle of the third quarter, coming all the way back, and they steal this one 44-40 against the Napoleon Pirates. Wow! You can tell Napoleon just stunned in this one. They can't believe it. They can't believe what just happened here. As East Jackson, again, just using a strong second half. They never looked truly bad in this one, even though they fell behind by double digits. They still looked really solid as they're able to come back and get a big time win. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in that one for East Jackson getting that big win. That's coming up on WKHM.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. On behalf of the entire Mountie Nation, I would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
44-40 is the final. East Jackson taking down Napoleon on the road. And that's a significant win. Not only because East Jackson, again, starting 1-4, really in need of a win if they want to try to guide their season in the right direction. They improved to 2-4 now, but Napoleon, coming into this one, has won 19 games in a row over East Jackson. But that 19-game winning streak coming to an end. East Jackson, last time they beat Napoleon, January 14th, 2016. Can you believe that? Nearly 9 years have passed since East Jackson took down Napoleon. So, wow. Really tip your cap to East Jackson. Again, they look pretty solid again, even in the first half when they fell behind by 9 at halftime. They just were not able to finish some easy shots. And, of course, Napoleon getting a little hot from downtown. But in the second half, they settled things down and just able to keep getting those quality shots. But this time, they started to fall. And then, at that point, Napoleon, they just went ice cold, and they really just couldn't hang on to the lead. You could tell they panicked a little bit with East Jackson getting a little bit close, and then once East Jackson took the lead, Napoleon really didn't have an answer. As first quarter, it was 8-6 in favor of East Jackson. Then Napoleon responded with a 19-8 second quarter. East Jackson then coming back 16-11 in the third quarter to go into the fourth quarter down by 4 points. And then a 12-4 fourth quarter. Wow, just 4 points by Napoleon in that fourth quarter. So East Jackson making some plays on both sides of the ball. They forced a lot of turnovers. They got in the passing lanes. And that's big. Wow. So final scores individually. D'Angelo Alexander leading the way with 15 points. Trojans also getting 9 points from Anthony Armstead. 8 from Amari Padgett. 7 from Jeremiah Williams. and then two from KJ Olivier and Jake Saunders. And that's not, again, I mentioned the first half, all their points were from Alexander and Padgett. But you got to give credit to the other guys, too. Saunders, Williams, Armstead, and Olivier stepping up with some big buckets in that second half. Meanwhile, for Napoleon, leading scorer was Brenton Owen, had 13 points. Meanwhile, 12 points from Tyler Nall, 6 from Brady McLean, 5 from Gavin Davis, and 2 each from Jaden Service and Lionel Campbell. So, wow, big-time win for East Jackson, improving to 2-4 on the season, again beating Napoleon for the first time in nearly 9 years, 44-40. And Napoleon falling to 4-3 on the season. That'll do it for tonight's game. Up next, after the winter break, Napoleon will take on Dansville on January 3rd, while East Jackson will take on Columbia Central on January 8th. For Luke Moorhead in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thank you for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.